Following an extensive investigation by the Courier-Mail, the death of a Sunshine Coast doctor 17 years ago will be re-examined. Dr. Karen Marlowe was found dead inside her Moffat Beach home in May 2008. The 52-year-old had suffered a knife wound to the chest, with her death being ruled a suicide, which her family and friends never accepted. An investigation by the Courier-Mail raises concerns about the investigation into Dr. Marlowe's death and inconsistencies with evidence. State Coroner Terry Ryan has now ordered the inquest into the doctor's death be reopened to re-examine the finding. More than $5 million will be spent on upgrading the Maroochydore Courthouse to include a new safe room. Member for Maroochydore and Minister for Women, Fiona Simpson, says the project enhances delivery of domestic and family violence justice services at the court.
It's an upgrade that will mean greater safety for victims of domestic and family violence. When they have to go to court, when matters are listed, it gives them a safe room where they can be before the court hearing, where they don't have to be in the same area as the alleged perpetrator. It also just improves security for everybody.
The funding will also see security at the court's entrance be upgraded, along with a refurbishment of the court registry to accommodate additional staff. It seems a majority of locals are on board and willing to change their habits to reduce light pollution in our region. Council recently conducted a survey as it considers establishing a dark sky reserve in the hinterland. 89% of respondents said they're willing to help reduce light pollution, while 94% think it's important to preserve dark skies in the community. The proposed dark sky reserve would encompass around 900 square kilometres in the Merry River catchment and adjoining national parks. It'll be presented to council for consideration early next year. And a time capsule will be buried at Mooloolaba today. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli will be joined by local businessman Graham Juniper and former Maroochy Shire Mayor Don Cully on the esplanade before the capsule is covered. It'll contain letters outlining our region's hopes and wishes for 2050.